The Essex Dog Display Team is made up entirely of rescue dogs. And according to the display team director, Roy Dyer, there's a very good reason for that.
Well, there are so many rescue dogs in this country. There's over 200,000 dogs in rescue centres at the moment. And these are usually dogs that, through no fault of their own, have literally been thrown away, dumped, kicked out, used and abused by their previous owners. So we take these dogs in. A lot are given to us by members of the public who say that they can't handle them, the dog's too dominant and things like this. And that's usually not the case. It's usually the people just don't take the time with them. So we take them on and we say to people all over the country with our displays, have a look at this. We were told he was useless, he was mad, he was stupid. But now have a look what he's doing. He's tracking, searching, he's helping disabled people. He's looking for all sorts of things which help people. We don't actually teach tricks. The dogs won't be encouraged to do, and I say it with respect to circuses, circus tricks. We don't do that. Everything is related where it will help the dog or help people. But rescue dogs we choose because we have raggy little mongrels, crossbreeds, pedigree dogs, and all different types. That's what the people have. Same as our display team handlers. Their ages vary from 75 to 13 because we need to get the message over that if you have this dog, it doesn't have to be a pedigree, and if you're 75 years of age, you can still achieve something. But we find with rescue dogs that they seem to be just that little bit more loyal. Almost, I know this is perhaps not quite right, but almost saying, thank you so much for rescuing me and giving me something to do. They do. They seem very loyal. And again, it's just giving them this chance. So unfortunately, for every dog that is pulling a rescue home, there's probably another 30 or 40 which have been bred, almost on a conveyor belt type system, which is not good. I have very strong views on puppy farming, where people literally do churn the dogs out day after day after day. So for every person that goes out and buys one of these dogs, say for £500, several rescue dogs will end up being dumped and thrown away. So what we're saying to people is go to a rescue centre, take on a rescue dog. Most of them have very little problems. And perhaps don't buy this puppy farm dog. And that's why we use rescue dogs.
Would you say as well that applies to pedigree dogs?
Very much so. I know people that pay sometimes £1,500, £1,600 for a puppy, will keep it 2 or 3 weeks and then phone us up and say, can't handle it. It's not that they can't handle a dog, it's that they're communicating wrongly. They're treating the dog as though it should know at 8 weeks of age, it should know, or it should be a genius. And of course it's not. It's got no education, it needs guidance, and it's just such a shame that people don't think into it. They buy a specific breed, and they are not aware what to expect. They buy a dog which is a Shar Pei, which is the wrinkly type dog, and they'll say, I can't believe this dog fights. Well, it wants to fight everything, but it's a fighting breed. Genetically, it was bred to fight. They'll get a terrier. They'll get something like a Jack Russell Terrier or Staffordshire Terrier, which are nice dogs, but their genetic makeup says that if next door's cat comes in the garden or if they can get the next door's guinea pig, they will tear it apart because that's what they do. They are terriers, terra firma or earth dog. That's what they were originally called, the earth dog. And people aren't aware. And they say, oh, I bought this dog purely and simply because he's very cuddly. I bought this greyhound, which are thousands on rescue at the moment, not expecting it to chase things. But of course, if it sees a Yorkshire Terrier on a lead 1,000 metres away, it's gone. And this is what they do. But if people chose a dog that suited them and their environment, there'll be so little problems in the dog world. But they don't.
Are you likely to get more problems with a pedigree dog, or is that irrelevant?
I think, yes, I think health-wise you do. I mean, I have a dog still working with me, but I call it working, although it's hobby. He's 22. His name's Bobby. He's a great little character. He's a little old rag bag. But I suppose, if I'm being a bit mercenary or veterinary phase, he's probably cost me, over the last 19 years when I rescued him, probably about £35. You know, I've got some pedigree dogs with me, which seem to pick up all the germs and diseases that are going. So it could be within the breeding that perhaps a pedigree dog may not be quite as healthy as a rescue or mongrel dog.
That's Roy Dyer from the Essex Dog Display Team.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.